All right, guys, coming to you with an episode on what do you do when you don't meet your goal? As a matter of fact, what do you do when you vastly miss your goal? That is what I'm going to talk about today, because it is the reality of entrepreneurship when we have high expectations and we go for the stars that sometimes we miss. Recently, we missed our target with our launch, and I want to share with you my journey and my perspective on what you do when you don't meet your goal. Need some effective, tactical advice that actually helps you get results and makes a real difference in your life and business? You've come to the right place. If you're finding yourself here today, it means you're getting ready to gain serious traction in your business, rapidly multiply your income and impact, and you're ready to make it happen while living all out. Guys, I'm Melissa Hinault, your trustworthy corporate dropout turned six-figure business burnout turned happy and healthy CEO of a multi-million dollar online business. And you're listening to the Burnout to All Out podcast. On this show, we're serving up innovative growth strategies, simple implementation methods to put them into practice, and action-stimulating inspiration tailored specifically for the modern entrepreneur. Let's dive in. Hey, 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 guys, coming live to you with another Burnout to All Out podcast episode on what do you do when you don't meet your goal? Okay. Business gurus and coaches love to talk about like all the shiny object syndrome and like all the amazing things that we're accomplishing and doing and being the example. Part of being the example is sharing with transparency when you don't meet your goal, right? And so we came out of the chases in January with a massive goal to do $1 million in revenue, and we missed. We actually missed our goal by about 40%, right? We did about 600K in revenue. We missed our goal. And I think that missing your goal is as important as hitting your goal and what you do in the ensuing days when you miss your goal determines the future success of your business. Can I say that one more time? The way you react, I'm not going to say it exactly how I said it, but the way you respond and the way you react when you miss your goals in the ensuing days determines the future of your business, because it's not always a winning game. It is not always rainbows and unicorns, right? So I wanted to get this message to you because it's timely, because it's recent and it happened to us, right? Let me just tell you this. Everything that could have gone wrong in my January launch on the back end went wrong. It did. And in that process, we hit 60% of our goal. So here's a couple of things in this podcast that I want to check in with you on. When you don't hit your goal, what do you do, right? What is your strategy? I'm going to give you some tips and tricks and some things I want you to check in on, okay? Number one, my friends, is that financial goals, first of all, do not define your worth, right? I'm going to say that again. Your financial goals and whether you achieve them or not do not define your worth. The quicker you can separate your worth from the money you bring in and the recognition you get from others because of the success or the lack thereof, the more you can separate yourself from your self-worth by being a revenue number, you will be a happier entrepreneur. You will be able to laugh at disappointment, right? You won't become as addicted to the highs because you're so associated with them for self-worth. And you won't be stuck in the dumps for so long with depression and self-doubt when you hit the lows, because you aren't tying your worthiness and your identity to it. You have to learn to separate it and know that there are cycles in business, and many times the cycles of the ups and downs, the cycles are signals. So I'm going to say that one more time. The cycles are signals that are feedback to us, right? They're feedback. And that's going to bring me to another topic I'm going to talk about in a minute, but it's like, what do we do with that feedback, right? What do we do with that feedback? So now, number two, I want to say is that although I don't identify my self-worth with a revenue goal of $1 million in January, I would be lying if I didn't tell you I wasn't disappointed. I'm human. I felt the disappointment. And I think that's actually very important that we're able to recognize the disappointment and move through it, right? And move through it. So I actually gave myself permission with a time limit, and that is the key, with a time limit, to sit in the disappointment and let it move through my body. I actually took an entire Friday off, and I'll never forget sitting in the chair and having my ugly girl cry moment of disappointment because I was disappointed that I didn't meet my goal. But the reality is it doesn't define me. And the reality is we need to be able to move through and actually recognize and honor the emotion and allow it to move through our body and clear it, right? And resiliency is everything, right? So I gave myself some time to mourn the loss. And I think that's important. Mourn the loss of that launch that didn't go the way I wanted it to go. And it's gone. Like that time is gone. I have to mourn that it's over. But then pick myself back up with resiliency, because resiliency is key in entrepreneurship. It is a calculated game of risk. And sometimes we overshoot and we don't get the results we want. Sometimes we undershoot and we still don't get the results we want. And sometimes we're right on the line. And we have to recognize that sometimes we win and sometimes we lose. And it's those of us who can bounce back and learn from the failures that actually take those lessons that become blessings. And I can't wait to come back to you in a future episode when I'm able to actually process all of the blessings that happened through the failure of that launch and what it brought forward to me later in the year. I cannot wait to process it all and share with you what I've learned. Because if there's one thing I have learned in entrepreneurship, when you come up against such resistance or feel such a dramatic loss or failure, it usually means something big is about to happen. When I first got into this game, when I failed at something or got a lot of resistance or headwinds, I felt like it was the end of the world. And I felt like I wasn't going to succeed. And I felt like it was all going to be over and that I wasn't safe. Can anybody relate to that? Right? But now, having gone through the cycle of entrepreneurship year over year over year and taking calculated risks where I've failed and I've succeeded and I've failed and I've succeeded, and this success significantly outweighs the failures, and the failures created the lessons that created the trajectory of the success, I actually get more excited now when failure happens because I know it's a resistance to growth. All right, guys, I left my corporate career and took everything I knew and built a $1 million business on the internet in just 19 months. And you can too. My name is Melissa Hinault, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs escape the corporate cage and create the business and life they deserve. Too often, building a business can be like jumping out of the fire and into the frying pan. Can you relate? Without the right strategies, you can work tirelessly, feel like you're missing out on life, and not have much to show for it. Even worse, you're no closer to finding the freedom that you wanted than when you were stuck in that job. I'm here to change that for you. On May 13th, I am hosting a 7-day virtual intensive for people ready to build a business that gives them the freedom and life they've been looking for. So how are we going to do this? Over a jam-packed week, I'll spend about 90 minutes each day to reset your strategies and build the clarity to drive the results and profits you desire. First, we'll build a foundation of lead generation and audience growth to connect with the perfect people. Then we're going to grow by implementing an optimized sales conversion strategy that drives results. Then we're going to scale your success with an optimized offer ladder and retain clients for longer. And we're going to do this live with hot seats and Q&As to give you the proven processes to build your dream business without the burnout. Best of all, it's completely free to join. You deserve a business that serves you and not one that you have to serve. And when you have the right strategies and processes, you can create a business that does this. Join me free on May 13th to build, grow, and scale a business that will set you free. It's a resistance to growth, right? There's no way we were going to scale from 3.8 million to 6 million this year doing the same things we were doing last year. We have to get uncomfortable. There's going to be resistance, right? I love the analogy of the potted plant that's inside. And there's a conversation between an adult and a little boy, and the adult was putting the plant outside. And a child said, "Are you putting the plant outside so that it can get some sun?" And he said, "No, I took the plant out of the pot inside because it wasn't going to grow anymore. It was confined. And I actually got a lot of resistance from the roots when I was trying to pull it out of that pot so that I could take it outside and put it in a bigger pot where it could actually grow." Right. And so I am very in tune with recognizing resistance and identifying, what is this resistance? What is it telling me? And am I on the precipice of some massive growth? And is that why I'm feeling the resistance? Because radical change needs to happen in order to get to the next level. And am I ready for it? I've asked for it, but am I ready for it? Right? Okay. So the next step that I love is, would your 10-year previous self, whatever failure you're coming into right now, would your 10-year previous self die for your current problem? Would your 10-year previous self just die for your current problem? So let's think about that. Here I was taking the Friday off after a launch where, boohoo, in 9 days, I made $500,000. And now I'm sitting at the Ritz-Carlton on the 18th floor at the spa for the day, crying because I'd missed my goal. Perspective is everything, right? So give yourself a reality check. So here I am, ugly girl cry, disappointed in processing the disappointment, and can quickly create resiliency by looking around my life and realizing it is okay to be disappointed, but don't let this override the joy and the life and the things that you have here today, right now. Do not wallow in it, for you will miss all the great things around you right here, right now that you've worked so hard for, right? And that your previous self would have died for. When I was in corporate, to be sitting on the 18th floor after a 90-minute massage at the Ritz-Carlton on a Friday, crying about making $500,000 in 9 days, really? Really? My cries quickly turned to laughter. Right? Now, the next thing is, do you look for lessons when you don't meet your goal? Oh my gosh, we've done so many postmortems of this launch and turned over so many rocks, and we're realizing so many things that strategically we need to do differently to scale the way we need to scale, right? So instead of resisting the loss and instead of resisting the headwinds, it's turning over rocks and understanding why. Why am I getting these headwinds? Let me understand. Let me do a post-launch analysis of what went wrong. And what am I being told here? And I have to tell you, part of my ugly girl cry at the Ritz, I have to be fully honest, part of the reason I was crying was not just for disappointment, because I got over the disappointment quickly enough and humored myself with my current reality, which is pretty sweet, right? But what I was physiologically actually resisting is, I have been through these growth phases before. I have experienced the headwinds and I know what's coming. And there's two sides of me. There's the side of me that knows with this type of resistance, so much growth and change is about to happen. I've asked for it. I've manifested it. I've asked for the scaling. I've asked for the growth, right? And now it's happening. And I have to reassess the structure of my company and the way that we do things in order to hold more. Mo money, mo problems, right? Big goals, big challenges. And I was resisting the change for a couple of minutes. Have you ever seen a toddler move through disappointment in the grocery store where they aren't getting the cereal that they want and they drop to the floor and they spin around and they're kicking and screaming. That was a realization I had at the Ritz that day was, fuck, I know what's ahead and I'm excited and I'm sad at the same time. This can mean nothing other than expansion, which means I'm going to have to lean into my divine masculine to lead the team, make radical decisions for this hyper growth. And the company will no longer look the way it used to. And that's exciting and it's scary. And it's not scary because I don't think I can do it. My body's resisting the work I know that's ahead, that's being called into me to lead and do. And so like a toddler, I'm resisting it. And my body is saying, no, we've been in such a sweet place for the past year and a half. And the other half of my body is saying, yes, this is what we asked for. And the other half of my body is saying, but this means change. This means a lot of work, right? This means hiring and structure and evolution. And there's a tremendous mourning of the business I had while also being excited about the trajectory and the growth of where I'm going. And here's the key. As a business owner, do you create enough space and quiet time to literally process everything I just walked you through? Think about everything I just processed in my body physically, in my body emotionally, in my body mentally. I gave myself the space to process, mourn, strategize to creating quiet space as the business owner. It happened to be at the Ritz for a day all by myself, but I created that quiet space. It doesn't have to be the Ritz for you. But if you could create sacred space and time and processes to work through these things, you can actually come out not only resilient, but clear and inspired and excited. So as sick as it sounds, I'm actually freaking excited we missed our goal because it ignited such radical action with myself and my team. Radical changes. Some people are coming with us and we're leaving some teammates behind. Because what got us here is not going to take us there. And that's a realization I have to make as the CEO, right? And that's the body resisting the change. It's the plant resisting coming out of the pot, but it has to come out of the pot to get to the bigger pot for the growth, right? I often talk about, I almost feel like the hermit crab that's been in their small shell. And in order to get to the larger shell to grow, to expand, what does a hermit crab have to do? They have to get out of the shell, which makes them vulnerable, right? And so I'm in this vulnerable state as a business owner, making strategic changes as we move to our next launch in April. I'm hiring new people and I'm bringing in new things and new strategy, and I'm running to my big shell. And I am running as fast as I can while also trying to enjoy the process, right? Trying to enjoy the process. You guys know I'm always going to keep it real with you. I'm going to keep it real with you, right? So are you making the space to slow down and assess and to listen? Allow your body to process, allow your mind to process. Allow yourself to strategically think. Do you know that post-launch, I told my team as the CEO, the day after all the numbers came down, I told them, I said, I don't have the answers right now. I'm wildly curious about why things went south, and I'm going to do my homework. But I didn't come to them with answers. And it's okay not to have the answers. And it's okay to then be curious. We have since found all the problems. I can't say all, but just know I can't wait for my next episode with you guys on the follow-up to this and all the change and the epiphanies and the light bulbs and the growth and the hiring and the strategy and the things that we've learned. That's a whole nother episode. I'm still in transit on that. But all of the processing happened because I created the space to process. And I also was okay with being okay with telling my team, I'm not ready to come to you with what I think is the problem because I haven't had the time to process it yet and ask enough questions, do enough digging. And then when I was ready, I was ready. And it was clear as day. It was a smoking gun. And then my last piece to you is, can you laugh anyway? Can you laugh anyway? We have this one life. We have this one moment. Every moment that we have is then gone. And entrepreneurship and business don't have to be so serious. At the end of the day, right? I've got a roof over my head. I live in a first world country where I am safe. I am fed. And I am blessed, right? And so even in the midst of not meeting my goals, can I love where I am? And can I love and appreciate the chaos of the changes that I'm making, which I will take that word back. It's not chaos. It's organized unwinding and organized growth and change. Can you smile and find joy and happiness even when you don't meet your goal? Can you end your day with laughter and find things to still be grateful and happy for? Because my friends, that vibration is what's going to turn things around for you when you don't meet your goals. If you wallow in them, that energy follows you and your business follows that energy. And then we fall into a scarce, fearful state that keeps us stuck and not making the right decisions. I actually doubled down, started investing more, started hiring more people when I didn't meet my goal. That is an energy of high frequency, which attracts what I desire, right? So I want you guys thinking about this, okay? So don't be so serious. You have survived 100% of your worst days. Think about that. You've survived 100% of your worst days, right? It's funny. My husband came home the day after closed cart and he's like, how's it going? I was able to laugh. And I said, terrible. And I was able to laugh. I wasn't crying. I was able to laugh because my identity is not hinged around that number, right? Okay. It has been a 10-year journey in entrepreneurship to get myself to this perspective that I have today. It has been a daily practice of nervous system regulation and a shift in mindset energetically to be able to grab the wheel, grab the horse by the reins, whatever you want to say, Jesus, take the wheel. I don't know. It's taken me quite some time to be able to truly hone in on energetically protecting my energy, my vessel, and separating it from my business and my business's metrics and goals on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis, and recognizing that it's just feedback for growth, one way or the other. It's just feedback, right? The previous version of myself, when I was in my early entrepreneur years, would have been to self-wallow and the disappointment and to actually get really scared and to get into a stuck state that would actually keep my business stuck for fear of continued loss and with the self-worth wrapped around it, right? This slows you down. Learning to roll with the punches, and I lovingly call it the cycle of shit. We all fall into cycles of shit. And we get to decide how long we stay in that cycle of shit. We can wallow in it or we can spin through it and spin out. And I have to say, I'm very proud of myself for this launch, for hitting that cycle of shit, spinning through it and spinning out gracefully with joy and laughter and excitement for where I'm headed and knowing it was a lesson. How long are you going to sit in your cycle of shit? It's your choice. It's your choice. No one else's. No one else's. Right? There will always be seasons in business, just like the weather. It is not always rosy. It's not always sunshine. So the sooner you can embrace this and learn to leverage skills to move through disappointment healthily and quicker and rebound, the more healthy your business will be, the more healthy the team will be that you lead. So here's my recap, friends. Your business, your goals, your title do not define your self-worth. The sooner you detach from this, the quicker you'll roll with the punches. Give yourself some time to feel the disappointment of not reaching the goal. Protect and honor some space and time to process this. But don't stay stuck for long. I mean, feel through it and move through it. Don't wallow in it. I'm not here to rub your back and keep you stuck. But feel it and move through it. Right? Ask yourself at the end of it, what would your previous 10-year self, 10 years ago, what would they think of your current problems? What would they think of your current problems? Right? And also, I will land on failure is just temporary feedback. And I truly believe failure is always a slingshot for growth. If you're willing to slow down and listen to the lesson, because there's always a lesson in the headwinds. And if you listen and make changes and take action, it's a slingshot for where you're headed, right? Lastly, life is about loving where you are, no matter where you are. Can you find the joy even in the disappointment? Can you find fun and laughter even in the disappointment? Okay. Can you love where you are in this moment? That is it for you, my friends. I hope this has been helpful. If you've recently not met a goal, know that I am human. I don't meet all of my goals either. And I'm here for you to share with you the raw, the real, all the things, and can't wait to come back to you with our lessons and changes and results. All right, guys, have a good afternoon. Thanks, guys, so much for listening in on today's podcast episode. And I can't wait for you to see my upcoming guest in the next episode. You are going to love this keynote speaker. Hey, here's the deal. If you liked this, please subscribe and leave a review. And you want the latest online business growth strategies and exclusive LinkedIn pro tips sent straight to your phone? Text the word update to 704-318-2285. That is, text the word update to 704-318-2285. Can't wait to see you guys. Come find me over on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you like to hang. I cannot wait to hear how you are enjoying and applying what you're learning. You guys, reach out to me over on social, because I love hearing what's resonating with you. When you reach out to me and you send me those personal DMs, they really do impact the content I continue to bring forward to you. So again, come find me, Melissa_Hinault over on Instagram, Melissa Hinault over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Can't wait to see you guys over there.